Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our program today features a recent speaker at our Slidell Ministers Association meeting. Hope you enjoy it.
Pat St. Angelo is the wife of Pastor Morris St. Angelo of New Beginnings Church of Slidell. She is a chaplain with the St. Tammany Parish Coroner's Office and has spoken many times for the Christian Women's Club and other Christian organizations. She shared her vision for 2017 that the Lord spoke to her heart at the Slidell Ministers Association monthly meeting in January. Now here's Pat St. Angelo.
Well, thank you, Brother Morris, Pastor Morris, and good morning, everyone, friends, some long time, very old, and some new today. So we just welcome everyone here, and it's an honor for me to stand before the chosen generation, the generation chosen for Slidell at this time, the royal priesthood, and my countrymen of this holy nation that God has called us to. And just very recently, someone asked me a question, or was challenged with a question that I was not able to shake. Not because the question was so unfamiliar, because I have heard the question before, but because of the timing of the question and because of the day in which we live. Mm-hmm. And the question is found in Psalms 11:3, and it says, "When the foundations are being shaken, what can the righteous do?" And so I began to ponder that question and the answers. And the first scripture I thought of was Job 22, in a passage of scripture starting in verse 21 through 30. In verse 21, it says, "Acquaint now thyself with God, and be at peace, and good shall come unto you." Right. And to me, it's the beginning of the most important thing that we can do in our life is acquaint ourselves with God, to get to know Him, and then get to know what God has said to us and promised to us. Some of the things in that passage say, "Lay up His word in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up." Yes, the Almighty will be our defense. When men are cast down, then we can say to them, there is a lifting up. There's hope. And it says, "And He shall save the humble person." Now, how do I know that it makes a difference as to what we think, what we feel, and more than anything, what we believe? Well, I know that makes a difference because it's changed my life and affected my own life. I was raised in small town USA, Slidell, Louisiana, population 2,000. I was one of eight children, seven living children, and the daughter of Irvin and Isabella Ropa. I was born in Bogalusa and moved to Slidell when I was 2 years old in 1946. My family moved here. My dad was solid. My mom was soft. It was a perfect combination. As a young person, I attended church every Sunday of my life that I can remember, and some of the special holy days. If I could briefly describe myself, I would say I was a very religious person, shiny on the outside, empty on the inside. I graduated from Slidell High School in 1962 with Bruce Olivier. I went on to Southeastern Louisiana College, and in my sophomore year at Southeastern, on a beautiful October day, I left the noontime chapel service and I was walking across campus, and I looked up at the most beautiful blue sky, and I heard my own voice say, "God, if I ever get to heaven, it'll be because of you and not me." It would be many years before I knew how true those words really were. In 1966, I graduated from college. soon met the man of my dreams, landed a great job with Lockheed Electronics in Houston, Texas, at the Manned Spacecraft Center. I had the most beautiful and precious little girl ever, Tiffany. Now, I was raised with five brothers and a sister, so having a girl was good, really good. We were living the dream. After 5 years, seeing the development of countless products that are considered everyday items now, after Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, after the Apollo 13 was recovered and safely returned to Earth, the bottom fell out of the space industry, and Morris and I tumbled right back into Slidell. With no job, no home, very little money, no spiritual strength or know-how, and an enormous amount of pressure on our marriage. All of our gods had failed us. Our education, our intellectualism, our money, our careers, all failed us. It was 1972, and God had a plan. Ralph and Marilyn Montgomery, a couple 10 and 15 years our junior, but full of the Holy Spirit, full of Jesus, full of joy, and full of boldness, entered our life. They took us to Baton Rouge to hear John Osteen preach. Joel Osteen's dad. They took us to Hammond, to Southeastern, to a James Robinson crusade. And then one day, Ralph introduced Morris to his dear friend, Jim Hickman, the pastor of Unity Baptist Church in Picayune, Mississippi. And Jim, in turn, introduced Morris to his dear friend, Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. When Morris came home that day, there was something different about him. He told me he had prayed with this man in Picayune, that he had invited Jesus Christ into his life, and he had gotten saved, and that everything was going to be okay. I didn't understand a thing about what he was saying when he said he had gotten saved. I'd never heard the term before. But I did notice that as the days went by, that he started reading a little book called Good News for Modern Man. It's a modern-day translation of the New Testament. He would sit for hours at the dining room table with my dad studying scripture, and he started going to Pearl Acres Baptist Church. I began to see the peace and the joy and the hope rise in my once very ambitious, intellectual, world-wise young man, and I wanted what he had. I wanted that hope, that calming hope, that peace, that joy. One Sunday morning, about 2 months after he had gotten saved, I asked him if I could go to his church with him. When we arrived, the first song they sang was a song named Whosoever Surely Meaneth Me. For the first time in my life, as religious as I was, I realized that Jesus had come to save, to rescue me. I knew he was the Savior of the whole world. Now I knew he was my Savior too. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Every person born on earth is a whosoever. The question is, do you believe? Do you trust in, rely upon, God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ? Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Jesus himself asked this question, do you believe? Yes, I do. The question of the day is, do you? Have you ever considered the reality of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that's recorded in the scripture, particularly in 1 Corinthians 15? not considering this with your mind only, but with your heart. Scripture says that you believe with your heart and you receive him. And you speak yes with your mouth and welcome him into your life, into your innermost part, that you will become a new person, a new creature, that you will enter into a new and living way. I know this because it happened to me. I'd like to just kind of fast forward for over 40 years of owning our own computer software company, 20 years of being an elder's wife, 15 and more years of hosting a home Bible study that was attended by probably hundreds of people. I see some hands being raised. Hundreds of people from all corners and all walks of Slidell. 15 years as being a pastor's wife at New Beginnings Church. I've always told people that being married to Morris is like living on a skate. Totally out of control, but what a ride. But truly, I've caught on to his coattails. And in Zechariah 8:20, it says, I've caught on to the hem of his garment, the hem of his robe, because I saw and I heard that God was with him. Let's go up to November 2012, when God gave us a definitive call to the city of Slidell. Not to the world, not to Washington, D.C., not to the state of Louisiana, not to the parish of St. Tammany, but to the city of Slidell that we were to focus. Since then, Morris has continued to write his weekly inspirational column for the Slidell Century newspaper and the email. He's written a book entitled Grace Thoughts, has become the overseer of a local Slidell radio station, Grace Radio, FM 103.7. He's founded, with the help of many of you, the Slidell Ministers Association. Since November 2012, God has led us, with many of you, see and be a part of the establishing of the mayor's annual prayer breakfast, number four coming up, the mayor's monthly prayer meetings with pastors and leaders of faith-based organizations throughout our community, the chaplain's corps for the coroner's office, and Christians, outspoken Christians, being elected to public office all over our community, in our parish, our state. God is raising up his people. I've never seen anything like it. I've lived here all these years, and I have never seen such a move of God in our area. And I believe it's spreading. I said, it's so awesome what God is doing in the city of Slidell and in St. Tammany Parish. So awesome, in fact, that other cities are beginning to contact us. We've heard from Baton Rouge, from Lafayette, from Bugaloosa, from Pearl River, from Picayune, to name a few. So today, as I stand before you and with you, I again repeat the resounding question. When the foundations are being shaken, what can the righteous do? In Zechariah chapter 7, verse 8 through 10, it says, this is what the Lord Almighty says, minister true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. In your hearts, do not think evil of each other. In Zechariah 8:16 through 17, it says, these are the things you are to do. Speak the truth to each other and render true and sound judgment in your courts. Do not plot evil against your neighbor and do not love to swear falsely. In Haggai is a very small book. It's only two chapters. But I think it really speaks to what we're seeing today and what we need to hear. God speaks to the governor, the political leader. He speaks to the high priest, the spiritual leader, and he speaks to the people, the community. These are some of the things that he says. He says, be strong. He says, I am with you. He says, though I shake the heavens and the earth, give careful thought to the day when the foundations of the Lord were laid. What are the foundations? Give careful thought to this. Is there any seed still in the barn? Have we scattered the seed? Have we sprinkled the salt? Have we let our light shine? Know this, says the Lord, from this day on, I will bless you. God has and continues to raise up his people in the political arena, the marketplace, the educational system. Let's do all we can to support and encourage each other as the debris is removed, the dirt and dust swept away, and the foundations of the Lord begin to rise and shine again. As for the city of Slidell, in Zechariah 8:20-21, it says, many people and inhabitants of many cities are yet to come. The inhabitants of one city will say to another, let us go at once and entreat the Lord and seek the Almighty. I want to thank you so much for joining us and for letting us join you. There are people who are catching the hem of your robe because they have heard that God is with you. Arise and shine, O chosen generation, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.